Our present conference, therefore, is on the Benedictus pronounced by the father of John the Baptist once his tongue was loosed and he was able once more to speak. The Benedictus is the second great canticle in the Gospel of St. Luke, just preceding the evangelist's narrative of Christ's birth at Bethlehem. Both the Magnificat of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Benedictus of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, are steeped in the prophecies of the Old Law. This is so true that we may say the Benedictus marks the turning point between the Old Testament and the New. Like the Magnificat, the Benedictus is a perfect prelude, which is what the Holy Spirit intended both to be for the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem. We might remind ourselves that the use of the Benedictus as part of the Church's liturgy goes back to the first century, literally to the Apostolic Age. It is now part of the divine office, where the Magnificat is the evening prayer and the Benedictus is the morning prayer of the liturgy of the hours. I think it is especially valuable for priests and religious to not just recite the Benedictus, but to understand it. All of this is a prelude to our reflections on the Benedictus. Before we go on, we might just remind ourselves what the Latin word Benedictus means. It means, in plain English, blessed. But notice where the Benedictus addresses itself to God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited his people. What we should remind ourselves of is that in biblical language, in order for God to bless us, we must bless him. Indeed, no one else will be blessed by the Lord except the one who blesses the Lord. So what does it mean to bless the Lord? It means to praise him, to honor him, to revere him, in a word, to love him. Provided we bless God infallibly, he will bless us. As we enter into the Benedictus, we find out, as the masters of the spiritual life tell us, there are two unequal parts to this most important prayer. The first part, like the Magnificat, praises God for fulfilling the prophecies about the coming of the Messiah. The second and shorter part is again praising God, but now in anticipation of John's role as forerunner of the Messiah, and especially the climax, praising God in anticipation of the blessings to come to the world through Jesus Christ. We go back, therefore, over both parts of the Benedictus. Zechariah or Zachary, the father of John the Baptist, as we are told by Luke, opens his mouth and begins to praise the Lord. Why? There is one word that synthesizes the first part of the Benedictus. God is praised because He has visited His people by bringing power for salvation, as proclaimed by the ancient prophets. What are we being told? Zachary blesses God because the age of power has dawned. Power against whom? Against our two sworn enemies. Against the evil spirits and against the enemies of God. I am currently going over a manuscript for Doubleday to be called The Treasury of Catholic Wisdom. A 1,000 pages to include the best of the best of 19 centuries of Catholic writing. Well, just yesterday, I chose a long passage of almost 30 pages by Robert Hugh Benson. Ever hear of him? Here's what Benson says, and it fits right in here. The standing miracle of the Catholic Church for 1900 years is that she has so often been crucified and so often risen from the dead. No less than her founder, the enemies that crucified Jesus are crucifying his church. Agreed? But it's the Benedictus, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that assures us individually and collectively that we have the power to overcome our enemies. If ever we should shout, praise God, it is for the power he has given to those who believe that God sent his Son into the world in order to conquer the powers of evil, satanic and terrestrial. We are still on part one of the Benedictus, blessing God, praising him for the power he has given to his people. But secondly, praising him for the mercy that he has shown a sinful world so that we might be able to serve him, watch it, in holiness and virtue in his presence all our days. We have therefore become the beneficiaries of God's power and the objects of God's mercy. But we've said this before, we say it again. Like the Magnificat, so the Benedictus speaks of chosen people, those whom God selectively called to be his own. Who, having received power and mercy themselves, will be leaders by proclaiming this power and mercy to others. I just hope in the short time I have, I'll be clear. Like Our Lady, so Zechariah speak of the chosen people as descendants of Abraham, and no less than Mary, so Zechariah foretold the continuance, the propagation of these chosen people from Abraham through Christ to ourselves until the end of time. Whatever else we should sense from these two great canticles preceding Christmas Day, it is that we are we are descendants of the Israel of old, and that we are meant to reproduce ourselves in spirit. So that, having received the faith through believers who preceded us, we might share this faith with those who follow us. That's part one. Part two. Zechariah again blesses the Lord, this time in anticipation. First in anticipation of it, his own son should an unexpected child would become. He would be the forerunner of the Messiah. His father calls him the Greek has the prophet of the Most High. All the preceding were prophets, plural. John is the prophet. To go before the Lord, to prepare the way for him, in order to give people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. There is so much locked up in these few words. Christ did indeed come, but he needed one last prophet to announce him, John the Baptist, and to prepare people to receive the Messiah when he came. Now watch what follows. When Christ actually came, who were the ones who received him? Who were the ones who believed in him? They were those who were humble enough and honest enough to acknowledge their sins, repent, be baptized, and follow Jesus as converted sinners. It doesn't matter what audience I would be speaking to. Every audience qualifies. Who are the ones now who accept Jesus Christ? They are the ones who in true humility of heart recognize who they are, sinners. Acknowledge their condition. Repent. And resolve to spend the rest of their lives in expiation. How we need this. the father of religious life in the Western world. Saint Benedict, as you know, beyond the standard vows of religion, of poverty, chastity, and obedience, he added two others. One, the vow of stability, to remain obedient to the same habit until death. Either the death of the monk or the death of the abbot. But one more. A vow of lifelong conversion of heart. Dear Lord, how blind we can be. How self-righteous. That's the first message of the second part of the Benedictus. Then Zachary blesses the Lord for the anticipated role of Jesus Christ. Zachary asks three questions and answers each one. From whom is the Messiah coming? From the Father, who in his tender mercy looks down on a sinful human family. Who is coming? The rising sun. Why does he come? To enlighten those who are in darkness. There's only one spiritual darkness in the world. Memorize this. There is only one spiritual darkness in the world, and that is the darkness caused by sin. Why does he come? To guide our paths. To show us how to walk. Lord, how we need your guidance to walk through the jungle of this life and make it to the shores of eternity. Why does he come? To bring us peace. Peace in this world, in the midst of all the struggle that we must go through, and peace without struggle in the life to come. Seems almost a desecration to try to add a prayer to the Benedictus. Let's just add a few words. Lord Jesus, you are the rising sun who came into this world to show us the way to heaven. open our eyes to see your truth. Open our hearts to live your truth, so that the Benedictus we pray here on earth will be fulfilled in heaven, where there will be no more darkness, no more shadow, no more death, but only eternal light and everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please turn over to side B and push the play button immediately without rewinding the tape.